We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In some strange manner, shape, or form. All right, let's go to Pastor Bill Devlin. He's here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, thanks for checking in. So what happened with Mark Hout?
Yeah, Dom, I'm live here at the U.S. Federal Courthouse at 5th and Market in the People's Republic of Philadelphia. And we were in and out of the courtroom in maybe 7 minutes. So Mark Hout pleaded not guilty, and now we – heard the argument was heard by Justice Elizabeth Hay, H-E-Y. The case has been referred to Judge Papert. Judge Hay is a magistrate judge in the federal system, so Papert's going to hear the case. He's got an incredible team of attorneys. He has Peter Breen from the St. Thomas More Society, flew in from Chicago, and he's got Brian McMonagle, who's probably one of the top five criminal defense lawyers in the city of Philadelphia.
Now, wait a minute. And, wait, let's slow down. Sorry, Bill, to say that. See, I thought when I saw the name McMonagle, I thought it was the guy who is a pro-life activist that you and I know. And I was going to say, well,
yeah.
I don't know that I want that in this case. I want to win legally. You're saying the criminal defense attorney, McMonagle?
Yes, Brian McMonagle. Met him, spent... We had to wait about 15 minutes before the judge got in, but we were in and out of the courtroom, Dom.
Let me go back to McMonagle. Why Brian McMonagle on this? Tell me.
Well, I think because he's one of the top criminal defense lawyers, and he was contacted by the St. Thomas More Society in Chicago. Peter Breen contacted him and wanted him here. So I think that obviously the GoFundMe page that you just mentioned has already 4 or 5 days has raised over 200K. So Brian's going to be there because he's a local guy. He's been very successful and he's excited to represent Mark Hout.
Yeah, without a doubt. You don't get any better than that. I mean, that is as top flight as you get. So, wow.
Yeah. So they're now in the process, next 14 days, Dom. I just stepped out of the courtroom. They're going to be filing what they call pretrial motions, and then they'll be heard before Judge Papert. But Brian McMonagle, the criminal defense lawyer that we just mentioned, he said this is going to go on for months. You know, they're so backed up in the federal court system here at Fifth and Market at the Third Federal Circuit Court that because of COVID over the last 2 years. I mean, we even had to wear a mask in the courtroom to get in. If you didn't have a mask, you couldn't get in.
Yeah, Bill, so what is it legally now that it stands? It still goes back to this guy who has dropped the case himself personally, but then it gets into this FACE law that if you do anything around an abortion clinic, that suddenly this is the most sacred ground and thing in America, I guess. What explicitly is he being charged with, do you know?
Yes, he's being charged 18 U.S. Code 248, which is the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance Act.
Okay.
It was passed by an overwhelming margin in the U.S. Congress back in 1994. Then President Bill Clinton signed the law in 1994, and that's when all of us were sitting, and I say all of us, pro-life people, we were involved in the rescue movement. And we were sitting in front of the doors, think Dr. Martin Luther King, passive non-resistance. And that law was basically what you just said. Now abortion facilities have the same protection as, say, a U.S. courthouse or a U.S. post office. So it's federal protection. And if you do anything or you stick around too long, you're going to get nailed with what they call FACE. So Mark has been charged with two counts out of 18 U.S. Code 248, A1 and B2. So basically, even though you're right, the local courts dropped it, that this gentleman, we don't know his name, that has been involved in this altercation, BL, I believe his initials are, from the court records I read, he actually dropped the case. And then what happened is that the feds picked it up, and we believe it comes all the way down from our attorney general in Washington, D.C., by the name of Attorney Merrick Garland.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So they're doing this as an intimidation tactic to pro-lifers. There were four pro-lifers that are now getting nailed with face out in Nashville, Tennessee. So this is a groundswell that's coming up, and it's open season on pro-life Catholics.
Well, let me ask you, Bill. Now, I've seen you arrested the Ten Commandments out in Westchester. Yeah. You put it on the line over the years in the proper way. Have you ever faced, though, what particularly his wife? I know that you're married to a lot of kids, too. But when you got seven yeah. youngish kids and your wife there, and the FBI shows up in this manner, Bill, I don't even know. Now, you face war-torn countries, but in this country, I'm not one, as you know. I don't think it's smart to throw around Gestapo, et cetera. Doesn't get
Correct.
Us anywhere. But I would say this
Correct.
Is un-American. That's what I would throw around with it. This is so excessive on a guy who offered to surrender with young
yes.
kids and such an abuse of resources here of the FBI
yes.
and law enforcement. It's unparalleled.
Well, not only that, and I learned this morning, that the Thomas More Society sent a letter to Merrick Garland saying, Mr. Houck, who is being charged with a violation of the FACE Act, Freedom of Access Clinic Entrance, they sent a letter to Merrick Garland and said, when do you want Mark Houck to show up? So it was an absolute overreach of the FBI for them to raid this house. Their Mark and Rayanne, Ryan Marie's house up in Upper Bucks County. It was a total overreach. I mean, Dom, I see this in the war zones that I'm in. I see this type of stuff happening where they just show up at somebody like Khartoum, Sudan.
Yep.
They show up at a pastor's house and they say, come with us, and you don't see him again. And it's the same type of craziness that I see in the war zones, in the 18 war zones that I travel with. And you've been gracious enough to have me on many times. But yeah, this is, I mean, it's the inmates running the asylum with apologies to the inmates. I don't want to offend any inmates.
Bill. It is unparalleled. And again, it's one thing for the individual, but when you have seven kids and your wife there facing down against this. So last thing for listeners, as I understand it now, it's the outer limits of this, but he could face up to 11 years in jail, I read in one commentary on this.
Correct. He could face up 11 years in jail, but I have something up my sleeve. And you know, Dom, I've done this in foreign countries. I'm actually writing the judge, Papert, and say if Mark Houck is given any jail time, I will exchange myself for Mark Houck, and I'll go in if the judge will allow it, and I'll serve out whatever sentence if he does get a sentence from the federal government, because that's the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love is no man than a man lays down his life for his brother. So I'm willing to, if the judge would have me, go into federal prison, because Mark, all of our kids are grown and having kids. Mark has seven little kids, all under the age of 15, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
You know, Mark and his wife have been married 14 years, seven kids in 14 years, but I'm serious, Dom. I've done it before.
I know that you would.
In five other countries, I'll do it again.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you so much, as always. Nobody brings it home like you do. God bless, and keep me in the loop. Keep me in the loop on this, Bill. Thank you.
I shall. All right. God bless, Dom.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.